Hey, Adap test was Ahmed Alice. Malaka Bay. Amakali, the Tavu Lakin Mashu. And if I need a vision, when Lauren, no Tintea La Elo Lakman, La Elo Lakman. We saw before, we talked about yesterday, somebody who's being, who's separating now. But there's many, many different ways of understanding the word Makali. Some word Makali means Mechale. In other words, he's separating now. Others learn machalit means he's leaving an empty spot in the field where he takes them out, so he's moving out. Others learn machalit means because at a time that you're taking something to send to the market, you wipe it off. It's called machalit. You take off the dirt from it so it should look nice when you send it to the market. But in any event, the point over here is that in establishing that you're going to have separate Yoranot for these bitalim, some of them being fresh bitalim and some of them being dried bitalim, that's the same case as the din of a wheat with two subspecies that we saw yesterday, that we compared the cases in the, from the Mishnah before here, and therefore you know Saint Pe'alehu Latzman or Le'elu Latzman, the same ba'apunim, the same thing would be true about beans, green beans. Now this, you know, of course, you can't literally mean this because vegetables aren't higher than peyas unless they're in their machis patiyun. So this is clearly only talking about beans that are used for zera, you know, maybe like peas, you know, chickpeas, those things that you dry and you keep, you plant them, you eat them, the drain. The same, the carrot, the same thing would be true about a carom, if you're going to separate the grapes, that some of them you're going to send out for the sugar, some of them you're going to be putting in for wine, and then that too would be different. On Mezal, if you're being Middalel, so you're taking out the overgrowth, so it was initially you plant because you're hoping it'll come up, but if it all comes up and it's going to choke each other out, then you have to go and you have to take out some of the in-between thinning. Yes. You have to take from what's left on what you left, not from what you took out, because what you took out is not part of the tefira. It's part of the process of the planting, not the harvesting.
But aren't you taking out before the fruit?
Huh? No, it's just it's not fruit, it's a vegetable. You say, yeah, smaller.
Oh, maybe,
smaller
onions. Maybe that wasn't count.
It refers to all of them, actually. And the Rambam learns it refers specifically to Karen. In other words, the way he understands it, some suggest that he has different years. Ooh, the Karen, the equivalent case would be Amezal. V'amachalik mi'achat yad, there nothing min ha'meshua alakol. However, somebody that is doing this machalik for the same purpose, and he's just taking out what's ready now, and, you know, tomorrow he's going to finish up the rest, then it's considered to be part of his kisira. That's how some learn, others learn machalik mi'achat, especially if you're learning like the Rambam by Karim. So what it means is, if you just decide to take one side and not the other side, then obviously that's not two separate things. It's just what you decided to split. Deciding to split is the same species, and that's not an issue. Others learn machalik mi'achat yad means if you keep working only in one area and you clear it out completely, then that shows that it's part of the kshira, then you would have to give it. But there's a number of other perushim as well, very unclear term after as well. So there are no tamen amishwa alakol, whatever is left, you should give on everything. Don't forget to take out those envelopes. Yeah. Says the Gemara. The Brahma has said something strange, which is, Meirag Chayav Tchilatova Chayav Tzofa. And I don't even know what that word means. A Meirag. What exactly is a Meirag? So now, what does this mean? Omrad Yirmiya. This Brahma is a different way, it's a different language of saying what it says in the Mishnah. It's exactly Kahat of the Tanina, a Mahalit Bitsalim Lashok. So what we're saying is that if you're being meirag, and that would be a lashon of moreg, is a moreg charut, a sharp tool that's used to get things out of the ground. So if you're meirag, you're chayav betfilato, you're chayav on what you take out first, and then you're fired when you take out afterwards. Oh, Merav Yossi. Now, wait, hold on a second here, Merav Yossi. How do you keep class? See, what you're saying is, you're assuming that when it's talking about the Talim, that the Talim Lachim, the Talim Yivashim, and now you're saying you're fired on Lachim separately from Yivashim. So what you started taking out for the short, you're fired, and what you're going to be using to, for Zerah, you're going to be, Yavesh, obviously, is Machin Solikiyot, right? Yavesh, by definition, not a Yavesh can be kept a long time, you store it, which is the only reason that you'd be fired on a Bavel. Otherwise, it's like any other Yerek, not fired on scallions, because they can't be stored. The only thing that can't be stored, we learned before in the first verse, you're not fired on. So there's something very strange about this. Why should the Elohim be Chayav Peah anyway? The way to understand what the din is that you are having you have this type of onion bowl. Now, Kapadvama, you use the seed from it. You plant that seed. Who Abibatsal Bakti? What comes up is a thin, fresh onion. You now have to cut that up. And you plant that. Kabashakyala, who avibatsil rab. That makes the big onions that you like to have for the kiyum. And that's what we're talking about. That the part that you're setting aside, that's the part that you're going to be high upon. But you're not high upon a part that's just not neutral to kiyum directly. Wait, I don't understand. If you hadn't told me that, what would I have thought? Keman on a min. Now what? Oh, the Bulazria culture. Why would I think it's Kayan? It's not Kayan. Because what? Because you're using it specifically to store in order to plant? I mean, just because something is Bulazria, what's it not? Hey, what about Chitin? I mean, Chitin, you're going to plant, aren't you? I don't think you're going to plant. So did anybody ever hear that there's a Havamina, the pastor of Pisa, and that's the main payer? He's on Pisa, he's in Lava Zriah. Yeah, but Pisa is Ruba Lakila. In all the years, Ruba was Zriah. And I might have thought, if that said this right, that that's something that is essentially stored for planting, which is what we do with Kipka, that it would be pastor just coming to the site. And according to Vermeer, that it's talking about actually a fresh vegetable? Yeret, Chayav Bepeah? Why am I Chayav Bepeah on a vegetable? Well, no, Machmisovic Yom. This type of vegetable is stored. I mean, it happens to be that this particular one of the onions is not storable because it hasn't dried yet and so on. But, I mean, it's still, it's a species that Machmisovic Yom. And when we made the distinction in the Mishnah before, of kosher machinisovakim, of kosher ena machinisovakim, it's not on the individual organism, it's on what species are chayav. So onions are stored. If onions are stored, then onions are chayav, even if this particular onion is not storable. And Rav Yossi, who doesn't hold that, Rav Yossi, who says, what do you mean? You're not going to be chayav on a green vegetable. You're only going to be chayav on it after it grows into the seed. So, according to him, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamas is the blood and lofty, and the mechanization, I understand. Can you read the Mishnah? My other is Rav Yossi. How does Rav Yossi understand it? Yossi says, no. Mishnah is talking about where the basal is gamur. It says lofty. It's not a different type of onion that doesn't get dry. It's a complete onion. If I'm going to leave it out there for another week, it'll dry. But since I want people to be able to buy it fresh, like a fresh scallion, so I'm selling it now. There's Eino Mechusar El Riyabesh. All that it means is to dry out a little bit. That's not called Eino Machdiso Lekiyam. That's Machdiso Lekiyam. Don't think that the mission is referring to different types of onions. A type that you're not Machdiso Lekiyam at all. Come. Leket Yitzircha, Velo Leket Kito. Now it says it in Raisa. That the only type of lakita that you're chayav on is where you are going with your sickle or whatever particular tool you use for this type of growth. But not if you're walking by and you pick off something. Picking off is not part of tikira. Rebbe Zeira, Rukhiya B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan, say hamalakit shibolim v'yisachon. If somebody picks enough wheat to make a little yisachon, A field of kosher. I don't care actually how much, even if it's a lot of wheat. But this is not the normal way of being malakeh. So he would be kosher, but not the yam. Rebbe Lozzer says, in that case, you could even use a mangal. Because the normal way of kefira, it's not simply a question of your tool. It's a question of the way that this is being done. You walk in, you need to make a little bit of dough. So you walk into your field, you take a knife or a regular mangal, so you take your sickle, you cut a little bit, grind it up, and you make a dough. It's not the barrel of kefira. Every year you go, you take your field. I mean, so even if you use a margal, you would be positive. Says Rabbi Yosef, that's true. But for who's sheer, I mean, if you might have a small patch which was only large enough to make your dough, then that is the way that you would be kosher in. So the fact that you happen to be very efficient to make your dough right away, that's not going to turn it into a non-sheer. This is what you would have had to do. Oh yeah? But tell me, ayalo amesh yifanim, but who goes from, who must be son of Sokhbeto, if he goes into his yard over there, he's got five gifanim, and what he does is instead of going ahead and taking them in order to make wine and so on, he picks them up so he can have some grapes in his fridge. But he'd be potter over there from Paris, from Arla, from the boy, which obviously needs to pay it too. He'd only be chayav in ololot because ololot have nothing to do with picking. Ololot, you're potter immediately because they define the type of cluster. It's a misformed cluster, a malformed cluster is pottering initially. That has nothing to do with it. It's chayav, I mean, initially. So you'd be chayav in ololot. But anyway, it says the whole thing. I mean, it says over here, fine. You're claiming, well, if it's the whole thing out there and what you did it for, then you're going to have to take it. There's a big difference between taking something that is ready for harvest and taking something that you're just taking it as it goes along. It's not yet ready for harvest. Then it's not a dark harvest. Yeah, then you took a little bit as it comes, then you take more. And if you keep doing that and you finish it up, you never did a harvest at all. But the ink, if you have a whole thing here that's ready to be harvested, well, I care if you're putting it in the fridge. From the yosh, just as, you know, I don't care, it could even be gmurah. It could be not gmurah. But the difference is, chance should be case law from anavim. From hafak, it should be case la'asotam nyayim. The difference is whether the purpose is for the standard usage or the purpose is not for the standard usage. If you're telling me that you can go ahead and take your chamesh kifanim because you're being machmis in the total day's health, the case you were talking about before was when you were being kosher for your dough, which is the normal thing that you would do. I mean, what else are you going to use wheat for? For chewing gum? I mean, the normal use of the wheat is to use it for dough. So you can't compare the two cases over here. You're taking grapes for your fridge, which is a very, very tiny proportion of what people use grapes for. They use grapes. They use grapes for the purpose of making wine, which means that hada yalpa min ahi, ahi yalpa min hada. We can learn each case from the opposite case. We could say like this, hada yalpa min ahi. You're saying, in an equivalent case, we will learn out that case of the kitsira of your wheat from this case of the kafani. Namely, it should be case la sota mili lov. If in fact you want to use this wheat for chewing gum, you're going to rub the piece of wheat, make it squishy, and then you're going to eat it. So then, a field of oshir. Then you can take your whole field, because that's not a normal kitsira. And vice versa. We can learn also the case of the wine from the case of the wheat. And if, in the case of the wine, if your intent was to actually take these grapes and turn them into wine, so then there was shear, then I would still maintain it's only if you left something of your five vines, but if you didn't leave something of the vines, then that's a normal kitsira. Kitsira. Okay, so each case is defined. That it's either the usage or the way that it's done or the completion of so on and so. Could you tell these guys that we are in big trouble because we're way behind? Maybe they'd like to go sit down and have a little coffee downstairs and enjoy the
life.
Yeah, they're all sitting out there waiting. Tell them they've got maybe 20 minutes to wait.
10 o'clock.
It's so dense. Let's stop. Hamidah. Then you take it to Medalel to thin it out. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe Yehuda. Say the thinning out is something that is not considered to be part of the Ketira. Now that's only if, okay, you thin out, and okay, listen, anybody's interested, you know, we'll put it out there as cheapo veggies, you know. However, a made alabayit, if you're now thinning in order to have your own usage of it. So in other words, what you'll usually do is you'll say, okay, listen, I'm not going to ruin my crop. But you know, I want to have some veggies in the house. So what I do is I take out the lesser stuff, leave it in my house, and the other stuff has a chance to grow properly. No. So then that's the way that you're harvesting yourself. And then it means you're harvesting for yourself, and you're harvesting the rest of it for the shore. And then that's considered to be a normal harvest. It's part of the way you harvest. Then they'll say, Menamashuar ala kol. Furthermore, the word is there, out of the tema, Bishiva Amanatlahabel. Now this idea, this distinction, is where your intent was originally to make it thicker so that you could get the benefit of taking those veggies into the house, see? Because over there, you originally planted it in order to have this type of ketira that's partially usable at an earlier stage because you don't care if your veggies are perfect or not, and partially to sell because you only want to offer the good stuff for the export market, so to speak. But avakim kivat al manat shalom lahabel, if initially it would be al manat shalom lahabel, so then So if he planted it initially and intended to keep it, so in intending to keep it, he makes it valuable. In other words, he's saying, this is all precious to me. So then even if he's made all at the end, his initial hakshabah, the whole thing, is considered to be enough to be machayven on everything. So this would be, this girta would have Amar Rabbi Zahira, if you were Eva Manat Lahadel, so then you understood that you don't really mean to keep the stuff that you're going to take out of it. You always knew that you'd have to take it out. If you always knew that you'd have to take it out, so then this is not part of the ketir that you were looking forward to, unless you intended to take it to the house. Masha'inke, if initially you were mocked of all of it, you meant to keep all of it, and only after it grew up so much that it really bothered you, that you were bumping into each other, you then took it out, it's too late to pardon yourself by taking it out then. Because then it's looked at as part of an early ketira rather than the way that you initially set up the planting for you to have to continue working on the planting by taking it out. Imahot are bitzalim that you allow to grow and to grow and to grow until they become almost inedible. And instead, they produce an enormous amount of seed. And they're used for seeding. But nonetheless, they're chayav in peyah. Right, Rabbi Yossi? Okay, we'll see in the Gemara tomorrow. Mal beinot ha-bitzalim shebein ha-yerek, because you have rows of onions between your akot, Rabbi Yossi omer peyah mikol echad v'yachad. Now, what exactly do we mean by imahot? So, Rav Amar for Gaga, and Shmuel Omer Simchat. So he says, you know what imahot are, Rav? They're for Gaga. For Gaga are animals, onions that are left in order to continue to develop into pure seeding, and therefore they're not roi lachila, unless you're really very, very hungry. Mamela, the Botanic Garment saying you're proper from hay. Where Shmuel says it's talking about tumchata, which is the remnant of the onions after you pick them. You took them out. But nonetheless, there's little pieces that are left in the ground that are not that usable. They now grow again because there's something that's left there. And that, he's not mocked on. He's not thinking of taking them. And the male of the problem would be a Hester problem. That's why it would be butter. Because who's interested anyway? So now, Rabbi Yaakov Abban says, Shem Rabbi Chanina, you should know that when Rabbi Yossi says that you're putter, that was the reason that he's putter. He said, you shouldn't have to. He said, the reason that you're putter is because, in fact, you don't care about them anymore. Says Rabbi Bon Bachia, in front of Rabbi, Boykum and Rabbi. So, that means, in front of Rabbi Bon, I'm sorry, that means that Hester is higher to pay it. If this is the issue, so when you said before, how do you explain that? Would Hester indeed be higher to pay it? How could it be higher to pay it? No, so he said, on my way, talking about that then he goes back and when he finds it, he takes it out and he brings it in and he uses it. In which case that might be a gilui milka that he intends to use it. I mean, he was never mocked. It was mocked. How come all of a sudden he changed his body? Must be that he intended whenever he would find him, he would take him. That's the shot. And therefore, the Tanakhama is saying, he is quiet. It says over here, it says, even though he's got a lot of the talim, he would keep it. But if he's got a few here and there, he would keep it. If the Tzvara of Rabbi Yossi is because it's Hester, what are you talking about? Either there is a lot, in which case you're saying it's Hester, or there's not a lot, in which case you're saying it's not Hester. Well, what kind of sign is it to say to Rabbi Yossi, well, there were a lot of Hester? Exactly. So a lot of Hester, and therefore I'm saying you're Hester. It doesn't make any sense to say it that way. So, having less time with the loan, Mr. Magneto Lakim. The only reason that it's saying over here that he's Putter is not because of this issue, because of Hester, because if it were, what the Chachamim is saying is a non sequitur. What they really, what if he's saying a different Svara. And then they come along and they kind of say, well, whatever your Svara would be, doesn't he still want to keep it over here? He's saying the reason is that since he's not taking this to store, and the whole key of a pay is only when you're mocking something lakim, so therefore it should be put as kind of the kachonim. It may well be that you don't take a lot of them lakim to lakim, but you can't say that this species is not lakim to lakim. If I only had a few, I would want to keep them for Zara, and I would be lakim to lakim. So therefore, it's no kind of, but in terms of Hester, it makes no sense. Either it is Hester or it isn't Hester. In terms of Machlis Elohim, it makes sense with the timing, since if you only had a few, you would be Machlis Elohim. So how can you say that you're Machlis? This is something that you are Machlis Elohim. So therefore, why would you not be fine? Ha'akim, I look at that. Ha'akim shekoku noti shteteyo. You have now brothers that inherit an estate, and they split. They get two separate things. They're two separate people with two separate fields. Because Reuben is stuck through, if now they go back together as partners, well, partners are hired. And they give one payoff from the whole thing. Nothing to pay our cost. Shnayim shalakrit ha'ilan. Nothing to pay our cost. Two people buy a tree, the rights to a tree, and its production. They give it to one payoff, like any other tree. Lakak zetzfono v'zedromo. If they split the tree north, south, or whatever, then they don't think they have that smoke because the tree is also a field, so to speak, and each piece is owned by a different person and viewed as a separate field. But how about in the interesting case where they inherit? Now, when they inherit, they're shook before they were Makal. They go ahead and they're coached for half of the field when they inherit. Then they go ahead and they split. Eino mafish mishalol, lo betchila v'lo besof. In that case, remember that the halacha is always defined by the shas ketira. We always said that, right? So one cannot be mafish mishalol, meaning al shel chavero. You can't take from your own, not on the part that had been patur at the beginning, and not on the part that is patur now, for sure. Because what defines it is the status at the time of the final kafira, and the time of the final kafira, we are not partners. We're not partners. I can't say, okay, but I'll go back and at least I'll partner up the part that we were partners for. Because what defines the kafira, as we've seen many times, is what the status was at the time of the moment of the kafira tear, which is the last thing that I'm going to do. We saw this in terms of the decision about whether to make it one garment or two garments. We have this as a pattern in the kafira. Now, suppose in the case we have an Amishah, they were kosher chatzis by the Mishnah. They then split. They then get back as Shutafim. And now they go ahead and they're kosher the rest as Shutafim again. Now, did the fact that they had the Chalukah in between and couldn't have given one to the other, does that change anything? No. Makrish Mishalo Shabbatov, Asho Havero Shabbatov. But lo mishalo but shabbat kila al shal kaveiro shabbat kila. You can give. In other words, if there was any part of it that had not been katur at the time of shukafur, you can't give something that was grown. I mean, that was katur shalom b'shukafur. We had this idea too, but they had this idea where the gizbar went ahead and took a piece, and then somebody else can give it up. That part was already defined separately because it was owned by the Ginsburg. In that case, it was Kosher Hegish's Kosher. In this case, it was Chayav the individual, was the individual separately. So you can give Shutaf to Shutaf, even though a different status was in the middle, and we saw this idea that the middle doesn't bother us. And as long as it's the same status, so the part that I did as a Shutaf, and now I'm doing a part of the Shutaf, I could be part of my Shutaf with what I did as a Shutaf. But the part in the middle that was done as a non-Shutaf is used as a different Ketira. It's a Ketira but I'm Shutaf. I can't sponsor it by taking my non-Shutaf Ketira. Omer of Yochana says, with Yochana, I got an interesting case here. And here we have to change the gears. What it should read is not Katsar, but rather Kanah. Okay? So, Kanah Katsit Kadeh. Let's say a guy goes along, he buys a half of a field. He then goes and he's kosher half of the half of the field that he bought, leaving a half that he wasn't kosher. He didn't get a chance to do the kafira on the other half and a half that he bought. Ad, here to say again, kana. Ad shekana kulo. Until he had gone ahead and bought the entire field. Okay? So now what happens in this case is that the mafrish, I'm trying to get the interior correction, mafrish min ha-rishon, and rishon in this case means roshon, rishon in the sense of rosh, the head, meaning the extremities. The heads are the first status and the last status. So he can be min ha-rishon ala emtsa'im. In other words, the Rishon is the Cheti Cheti that he started with. And that Cheti Cheti was the Cheti of a field that he owned at that point, and the Cheti Ha'acharon that he was also Kono at the end when he was Kono Lekulo. Those are the Roshim. The Emtsa'im were the Cheti Cheti that had been left initially from what he had originally been Kono. So from the Rashim, from either the Rashim, you can mafrish on the Emtsa'im. Because at the time that he did the second part of the Ketira, he owned the whole business. It was all called the Ketira of the same field. And if he uses the first part on the Emtsa'im, he owns that field, which was the half of the field initially. So no matter how he does it, it's fine. Because at the time of the final Ketira, what's the difference? He owns the whole field. At the time of the initial Ketira, he owned what was then the whole field, which was now, we look at the half a field. So he could always give off, therefore, min ha-rishon ala emtsa'im. Rishon meaning rashim, from the head on the middle. So no matter how he did it, it's okay. Havo'inu mafrish min ha-rishon ala rishon, meaning from one head on the other head, he can't be mafrish, because at the time that he was kosher, the first Eitzi Chesi, he didn't own the whole thing. It's a separate field at that point. See, he can't use the Ketira later, which isn't of this field, to offer what he owned at that time, which at that time was a separate field. You can't extend the field after you did the Ketira. That's the point, which makes a great deal of sense. So then he would be able only to use the Rishon on them, sorry, either Rishon, because you could define the field however you wanted, as long as you didn't do the Ketira yet. So you could extend the field as long as you didn't do the Ketira yet, but not if it was already cut through. So therefore, you want to now take off Peah from the end, the very end? Okay, because you were close to the whole thing together. You want to take the Ketira off from that first part? That's also fine, because you own that part of the field also. So that's all right. Very good. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Haitalo Sadeh Achat. Suppose the guy had one field. I want to extend this idea. Chetya Hedi Ashlish, Chetya Lo Hedi Ashlish. So what he did over here, some of it was high already in Peah because it was already one-third grown. And we saw that one-third grown was the Shira Peah. So part of it was high in Peah. Part of it did not make the Shlish yet, and therefore wasn't high in Peah. Now, the guy goes ahead, and he was kosher. Now we'll have to change the gear to seriously over here. We have to put in the words v'katsar chatzi chetya again, because this is an extension. It would be open in halach. This is the way the Gra has the gear. So v'katsar chatzi chetya. He now goes ahead, and he's kosher half of the field that was chayav in Peah because it had grown shuich. Here we have the same idea as Kinyan, except here it's defined by the Chiyuv of Peah because of the amount of growth. So this was another field at the time that wasn't higher than Peah, just like Rabbi Yochanan's case was another field that wasn't higher than his Peah because he didn't own it. Right? So we've essentially established exactly the same thing. Below he steeply saw how he wasn't now able to be posted a second part until the rest of the field became higher than Peah, which is the equivalent until he bought the other field. Same exact kind of halacha. In which case, now you could be mitzarei, the part that he hadn't had a chance to be kosher now, with the entire field, which is now all chayav in Peah. We have exactly the same halacha. You could be mafrish min ha-loshin al ha-emtayim, u-minayim al-ha-rashin. But you can't be mafrish min ha-rashin al ha-rashin, because the rashin now include a field that wasn't chayav in Peah that wasn't true before. And therefore, initially, they were two separate fields. Very good. Same exact thing. Let's just do one more mission here because we need to catch up. I had intended to finish the parak actually. Oh, this is very fast. A mocher kalkei ilan b'tosadeu. No, same thing. I'm mikolakad yachad. Somebody who sells it. No. I'm not the mission. I'm not the mission. Somebody who sells the kalachim. The kalachim now means that they're. It really doesn't matter how it's done, generally the meaning of a kalach is that it's a stunted tree that you're intent to get rid of, but it has payers on it. What you do is, before you get rid of it, you know what? I will sell you the tree. And you take the tree, plant it in your own field, do whatever you want with it. But I want it out of my field anyway. So in that case, it's going to be transplanted. The person who buys it has no right to the karka under it for unique purposes and so on. All he's got is a tree. So then each one is a separate field. So there's no connection between them. And you have to be no same beyond the Khadiyakah. Omar Abyuda Aimatai is Manchiloshier Balat. This is only if the guy didn't leave any tree for himself, okay? But above in Shier Sadevu, if he has left the field for himself, who knows him say Allah call, as we'll see in the Gemara. He gives out even for the buyer's field. But this is only, says the Gemara, after going to Shishili Kisor. When the Rav Yehuda says that he is chayav, that's only when he had started already to do the Ketira before the other guy bought the field. And therefore, he now sold, you could say, to the other guy, the right to the fields, so to speak, the separate fields now, that I have already had a chiyuv to deal with the Peah of it. So therefore, even if he sells between the time that he starts the year and the time that he completes the year, he sells to somebody else, he is still going to be chayav in the payah. Which is an idea that we saw much earlier when it came to grain, was the same idea, because what you're selling to the other guy, you are selling essentially with the understanding that the chiyuvim that I have, I have. But afilu kishallo itfil liktor, and what would be the thing, would Rabbi Yehuda indeed have said, even if he wasn't going to be cut there, that nashrinu minhaga, that we can see from the following. We have exactly the same idea by Reishis HaGeit. A guy buys only the gate. So over there you have the gizah. That's the same thing as buying only the tree, not the sadeh. You have only the pears. Over here the pears of the sheep are the shearings of the sheep. So now, the din over there is, let's say that you have the shear is 5 shekels. You go ahead and you sell them the shearings of the 5 sheep. So then it becomes chayav in reishis hagate. In shear hamocher, hamocher chayav. Min lav alocher chayav. You see clearly that it's a din in having begun, or having something for yourself. So if he's still keeping something for himself, he is going to be chayav. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says, the Rabbi Yehudahi, this Mishnah that says, Lakach Geit Tono, is our Mishnah. In other words, this is going according to Rabbi Yehudah, and only according to Rabbi Yehudah. Because since he is the one that is Machalic in our Mishnah between Shear Tabeir and not Shear Tabeir, he is the one who would be Machalic in the Mishnah Rejit HaGeit about Shear Geit or not Shear Geit, right? Because if you're going to say that it's the Rabbanim, what would be the difference between being Mishayer and not Shire? Shani Taman Beishi Chilik Zosino Beishalo Itzio. Now, have we now established that it's Shier? Is there any difference in that Mishnah between having begun to do the Reishis HaGeit or not? There it's obvious, because if you hear, you could say, the moment you start the Ketira, you become Chayat to leave the Peah of this Ketira. Because that's what it's saying. As your kosher, the spirit can't keep going. Okay. But by Reish HaGeit, the shear of a Reish HaGeit doesn't appear until you've done 5 shekels. So you can't possibly explain that the Mishnah over there that we're saying is Rabbi Yehuda, which is dependent in shear and low shear, means also Kishi Yitzchil. So if you don't say it over there, why are you going to say it over here? It's true even where it's not Kishi Yitzchil. So certainly you would be, the Mishnah is saying, that according to you, there's no difference between each skill and low skill. It's all defined by sheer or low sheer. My time up. The Rebbe Yehuda, what then is his logic? You're saying even if he hadn't started, so it's not because he is the one that is Mavuya. So what exactly is his svara? Mishum, the Chovas HaKatir, the Kama. No. Is there a difference? Rachelo Shanyalay also. I just didn't say it in the Gemara. Rachelo Shanyalay Ben Shishkilik Tzav and Shaloy Shishkilik Tzav. My time in the review of what then would be his logic. Mishum dechovat hakatir bakama. The tier of the payah is in what is mechubar at the time that you finish the zitzvara. Exactly the same as the din of the reishis hageit. Therefore, the end of the ketira in that case is defined by the end of the ketira, and the end of the ketira here is the guy who maintained the field the way it originally been. So if he was shir liatzmo, that's what's going to define the end, is the guy who was retired. And therefore, it's not considered. He says, I don't look at this being separate field. I look at this being the back of the output of your one field, because that's what defined the field initially. In which case, if you still own the field at the end, and you're going to leave payah, then that's the payah for everything. I think we've only done our
Sorry for the...
Mr. The problem is with Sabatash with the shear.
All right.
We'll try to make it up.